नमस्सर्वेभ्यः अद्य तियन्तप्रक्रियायाम् ऊनपञ्चाशः पाठः अक्टोबर् मासस्य एकादशः दिनाङ्कः एनाक्षरसमाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नम् व्याकरणम् प्रोक्तम् तस्मै पाणिनये नमः वाक्यकारम् वररुचिम् भाष्यकारम् पतञ्जलिम् पाणिनिम् सूत्रकारम् च प्रणतोऽस्मिन्नित्रयम् जुहोत्यादिगणस्य अध्ययनम् आरब्धवन्तः तत्र अभ्यासात् पूर्वम् किञ्चित् पुनरावर्तनम् कुर्मः. जुहोत्यादिगणः धातुपाठे तृतीयः गणः. शप् विकरणः औत्सर्गिकतया कर्तरि शप् इत्यनेन शप् विधीयते. अस्य विशेषः जुहोत्यादिभ्यश्लुः इत्यनेन शपः श्लुना लोपः विधीयते. अतः शप् क्रियते लुप्यते च. श्लुना लुप्ते श्लौ इति द्वित्वं प्रयोजनम्. सो द पर्पस् आफ् हेविङ्ग् दट् शप् अण्ड् डिलीटिङ्ग् इट् बै श्लू इस् टु गेट् द्वित्व यूसिङ्ग् श्लौ. तत्र द्वित्वप्रकरणं दृष्टम्. तत्र कानिचन सामान्यसूत्राणि सन्ति. एकाचो द्वे प्रथमस्य. सामान्यतः यत्र यत्र द्वित्वं भवति तत्र प्रथमस्य एकाचः द्वे. द फस्ट् एकाच् इस् डबल्ड्. सो एकः अच् यस्य सः एकाच्. सो एकाच् इस् दट् ग्रूप् आफ् लेटर्स् कण्टेनिङ्ग् वन् अच्. सो इट् इन्क्लूड्स् आल् कान्सोनेण्ट्. सो बिफोर् एण्ड् आफ्टर्. ओके, सो there is one ach, and before and after whichever consonants come along with it is considered as ekach. So prathamasya ekachah dvestah, the first ekach is doubled in all cases of dvitva. So the normal cases ajader dvitiyasya yatra anekach ajadischa bhavati angam or whatever is undergoing dvitva happens to be anekach and ajadi, beginning with an aja, beginning with an ach, then dvitiyasya ekachah dvestah. So instead of the first ekach, we double the second ekach. Okay, so these two are something like a paribhasha which governs dvitva everywhere. Nandraha sanyogadayah. Sanyogadayah nakara dakara rephah न द्वेस्तः, तेषां द्वित्वं न भवति इति तृतीया परिभाषा. सो दीस् त्री विल् बि अप्लिकेबल् टु द्वित्व एव्रिवेर् एस् इन् दिस् द्वित्व. रिमेम्बर् अष्टाध्याय्यां द्वित्वं द्वयोस्थलयोः उच्यते. अत्र षष्ठद्वित्वं, द द्वित्व इन् द सिक्स्त् अध्याय इस् फार् द लेटर्स्. ओके, so there is one more in the ashtamadhyaya which is for the words themselves. Say you say punah punah or pade pade. So nitya vipsayoho ityarabhya padasya dvitvam vidhiyate. So that is a different dvitva. So there is always a difference between the shashtha dvitva and the ashtamadvitva. Okay, so these sutras all refer only to this dvitva prakarana, which is the shashtha dvitva or the varnadvitva, where we are doubling the, you know, a part of the word and not the word itself. Kincha purvobhyasaha ubhe abhyastam iti sutra dvayena samnya dvayam vidhiyate. Yatra dvitvam kriyate tatra purvaha avayavaha. So dvitvam ityukte dvihi uccharanam tatra avayavadvayam bhavati tatra purvasya avayavasya abhyasaha iti samnya bhavati. उभे अभ्यस्तम्, उभयोः अवयवयोः समुदितयोः अभ्यस्तम् इति संज्ञा भवति. सो बोत् संज्ञास् आर् टु बि रिमेम्बर्ड्, वाट् ईस् अभ्यास एण्ड् वाट् ईस् अभ्यस्त, बिकास् देर् आर् कार्यास् स्पेसिफैड् फार् अभ्यास एण्ड् देर् आर् कार्यास् स्पेसिफैड् फार् अभ्यस्त. एतानि द्वित्वस्य सामान्यसूत्राणि. श्लौ इति सूत्रेण द्वित्वं विधीयते. सो नन् आफ् दीस् एक्चुलि गिव्स् द्वित्व. इट् जस्ट् टेल्स् यू वाट् टु डू इन् केस् आफ् अ द्वित्व. द सूत्र विच् एक्चुलि गिव्स् द्वित्व in case of the Jyotyadigana is Shlau. So as we saw last class, there are other sutras for Dvitva in other cases. So in Litlakara, all dhatus get Dvitva by Litidhatu or Anabhyasasya. And if it is a Sannanta or a Yanganta, again all dhatus get Dvitva by Sanyangoho. In Lunglakara, there are some dhatus which have Chang as a Vikarana. So Changi ityanena api Dvitvam bhavati. So the Dvitva Vidhayaka Sutra may be different in different cases. Tritiya Ganasya Dhatunam Rupa Siddhau Shlau Ityanena Dvitvam Bhavati. Dvitve Krute Abhyasa Karyani Samanyata Bhavanti. The first part, that is the Abhyasa, undergoes a series of changes. Tatva Samanya Abhyasa Karyani Sutra Panchakena Diyante Haladishesha. Abhyasasya adihi hal shishyate anye halaha lupyante. So a hal which is at the beginning of abhyasa will remain and all other consonants will be deleted. So in anything wherever, say jan ityasti dvitve krate jan jan tatra hal dvayam asti jakaraha nakaraha adau vidyamanaha jakaraha shishyate anyaha nakaraha lupyate jajan. So this will apply whatever the number of consonants. It is only one consonant which is at the beginning of abhyasa which remains. Everything else is deleted. Harasvaha. Abhyasasya harasvaha bhavati. So any vowel in the abhyasa is shortened. Yatha da ityasti ditve krute da da. Abhyasasya hasve krate dada dadati. So you will not hear any long vowels at the beginning or in the abhyasa part of a dhatu. Sarvatra hrasvaha ityanena hrasvaha vidhiyate. Kuhoshchuhu. Ku iti kavargaha hakaraha. Hakara kavargayoho chavargadeshaha bhavati abhyase. Ataha kakaraha sticet chakaraha. Khakarasya chakaraha, gakarasya jakaraha, ityevam ritya kavargaksharanam chavargaksharani adeshatvena bhavanti. Evam hakarasya, yatra hakaraha asti abhyase, tasyapi chavargaksharam adeshatvena bhavati, tasya chaturthaha arthat jakaraha adeshaha antaratamyat, hakaraha hashvarnaha apita mahapranaha. Ataha mahapranaha hash tha jhakaraha hakarasya adeshaha bhavati. Ki ritve ki ki kakarasya kuhoshchuhu iti chutve chiki evam hu 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 jhuhu bhavati. Chaturtham sutramasti abhyase charcha. Abhyase vidyamananam jhalvarnanam char adeshaha athava jash adeshaha bhavati. Ataha prathama dvitiyayoho char, tritiya chaturthayoho jash. So you always hear either the first letter or the third letter in the abhyasa. Dvitiya chaturthayoho shravanam kadapi na bhavati abhyase. Juhu char jashtve krute juhu evam cha khad chatve krute chakhad iti bhavati. Bibhi bibhi. Panchamam sutramasti urat. Abhyase uhu uhu nama rivaranasya ityartha. Pitru ityasya yatha pituhu tatha r ityasya uhu iti rupam shashtheka vachane. Uhu nama rivaranasya at ityadeshaha bhavati. Abhyase rivaranasya sr ityasti sr sr dvitve krute sr sr abhyasa rivaranasya adadeshaha uranraparaha iti raparaha. Ataha sar sr. Punaha haladishesha ityanena rephe lupte sasr iti bhavati. Evam pr ityasya par pr. Prasvasyapi bhavati dirghasyapi bhavati. So evam ritya jyotyadiganasya dhatunam samanya abhyasa karyekrute kim syat iti drishtam. Gatavargasya abhyasaha dhitve krute kim rupum syat iti vaktavyam. अतः अत्र द्वित्वस्य किं निमित्तम् इति न वक्तव्यं. द्वित्व विधायक सूत्रं मे नाट् बी द सेम् एव्रीवेर्. ऐ मीन् वी हेव् स्टडीड् ओन्ली श्लौ, बट् नाट् आल् दीस् धातूस् आर् इन् द जुहोत्यादिगणम्. So there are other nimittas also. Say in case of pat dam, we will have to assume litidhatu anabhyasasya, litlakara. In some cases it is a sannanta. So I used sun to make it anekach. Okay. So in that case we will have to assume sanyango. That is okay. I mean, I don't want the sutra which gives dvitva. Kintu dvitve krate kim rupam syat ityeva vaktavyam. Kim abhyasa karya विधायकेषु सूत्रेषु कस्य प्रवृत्तिः भवति इति. अस्तु रविचन्द्रन् जी.
पट् द्विकं पा पट् एकाचो द्वे प्रथमस्य
पठ पठ इट् बिकम्स् पठ
पठ but then it becomes aladisesha becomes appa pat then papat.
So ditve krate pat pat aladishesha itinena thakarasya lopaha papat iti roopam. Next one please. You can do two at a go.
Okay, yeah, no problem. Gamma gamma then ekacho dve prathamasyam then haladisesha become ga gamma then kuboschu become jagam
jagam iti bhavati. Gamma 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 haladishesha iti lope ga gamma kuboschu ityanena gakarasya jakara deshah jagam. महोदय
श्रूयते वा?
हा
क्लिड् क्लिड् एकाचो द्वे प्रथमस्य इत्यनेन क्लिड् क्लिड् एण्ड् देन् वी हेव् इतो इति इतो नुम् धातोः इत्यनेन क्लिन्द्
Mm. First only we do numagama first and then dvitva.
Okay, okay. Clind, clind, then then halasheha ki clind. Kuhoshtu ichanena ki clind, ki clind.
Ki clind. सम्यक्. सो क्लिदि इति इदित्वात् इदितोनुम् धातोः इति नुमागमे क्लिन्द् इत्यस्ति. इट् इस् स्टिल् एकाच्. सो वि डबल् द एण्टैर् थिङ्ग् क्लिन्द् क्लिन्द्. तत्र अभ्यासे चत्वारः हलः सन्ति, ककारः, लकारः, नकारः, दकारः. हलादिशेषः आदिः हल् नाम ककारः शिष्यते, अन्ये हलः लुप्यन्ते. सो एव्रिथिङ्ग् एल्स् लकार, नकार एण्ड् डकार इस् आल् डिलीटेड्. सो वि गेट् कि क्लिन्द्. अनन्तरं कुहोश्चुः इत्यनेन चकारादेशे कृते चिक्लिन्द् इति भवति. यस्, नेक्स्ट् वन् प्लीस्.
ओके, घृष् एका एकाचो द्वे प्रथमस्य इत्यनेन घृष् घृष् अलादिशेषः घृ घृष् अण्ड् उरत् घर् घृष् अगेन् हलादिशेषः घा घृष् अण्ड् I can end there as ghadrush or I think if you take the guna for the second part, it will be ghadrush.
No, you have the kuhoshchu. Yeah, you should have.
Kuhoshchu, ja, and then abhyase chitcha, ja, ja,
ha. Ja, ghrush. It's okay, I mean, guna is, we don't know if we'll have guna, but ha, ghrush, it is the ghrush, ghrush. So we can either, I mean doing haladishesha at the beginning, there is only one hal. So, I mean, sorry, there are two hals, but still, yeah, as he did, we can either do haladishesha, urat, again haladishesha, or du urat, so it becomes gharush gharush, then haladi sheshaha gha gharush, kohoshchuhu jha gharush, abhyase charcha jaghrush, jaghrush iti rupam. Next, Sharma Mahodaya.
Swamiji, where do you have the two consonants there?
Sh, grish.
Oh.
The shakara.
Okay, I'm thinking something else. Okay.
Sharma Mahodaya.
Chesta. Ekacho de padamasya.
Chesta.
Haladi sheshaha. That's all.
Okay. Che is a Dirgha Swara. So even when there is H, we do Hraswaha. So what do we do when we get Hraswaha?
I am assuming I should not answer that.
Yes. Ekarasya Hraswarupam Nasti. Kintu Ikaraha Bhavati. There is one sutra, a paribhasha, general paribhasha, which says, Echa ig hraswadeshe. Echaha hraswadeshe ik. Ikvarnaha Bhavati. The corresponding ik letter. Arthat ekarasya ikaraha, okarasya ukaraha. So, if there is any case where we have to shorten an H letter, we replace it with the corresponding ik. Satra Cheshta ekarasya ikaradeshe chicheshth iti bhavati. So,
okay.
I forgot to mention this last time. I mean, I should have given that example with hraswaha, but yes.
Duo shvi.
Ekarasya
pradhumasya shvi. Haladhi sheshaha shishvi. That's all.
Chishvi.
Yeah. Abhyasa chachana artate shakaraha chalantargata.
Satyam. So even if you do it, it's the same shakara. So shishvi iti bhavati. Okay. So next. Drone.
Two bhradri, anubandalope, vraj, ekachode pratham, utvekrite, ekachode pratham shittenena vraj iti stite, adishesha ityanena bha vraj iti, rasva ityanena bha vraj, asichat ityanena babhraj.
Babhraj. Dutvekrite, vraj, haladishesha, bha vraj, hraswaha, babhraj, Abhyase charcha babhraj. Agrimam.
Tr. Tatra ditve. Ekacho dve. Itinna tr. Urat ityanena tartr. Haladi sheshe ityanena tatr.
Tatr. Iti bhava.
Tr.
Tr. Tr. Urat iti. Atvam urandra paraha iti raparaha. Ataha tar. Tr. Haladi sheshaha iti. Kate. Tatr iti bhavati. Himanshu Mahore.
Thanks. Hod. Then shlau hod. Haladi sheshaha hod. Kuhosh kyuhu jo hod. Abhyase church jo hod. Hraswaha ju hod.
Ju hod. Taha hod.
Hod.
Hod. We do hraswaha there. I mean, anyway, hraswaha will usually be done before the abhyase charcha because that is in the trivadi. So that is fine.
Yes.
So, hu hod. Kohosh juhu. Ju hod. Abhyase charcha. Ju hod. Next one.
Duma. This is Duma. Duma. Then haladi sheshaha dha duma, raswaha dha duma, abhyase charcha dadma.
Dadhama. Samyak.
Samyak, I have a question.
Yes.
Should it be Juhod or Johod? Shouldn't it be Hirsva of this thing? Should it be O should become Ju?
That's what he said. Hirsvaha. He put it at the end, but Juhod.
Juhod, okay.
Juhod. Sudhakar Mohane.
Namaste. Artisan. Ajade Dvitiyasya Ityanena.
Atitisa. Since this is Anekat and Ajadi, we replicate or we do Dvitva for the second Ekaj, which is T or Tis as said. So Atitisa is the final form.
Next one. Likhisa. Dvitve krute likhisa likhisa iti haladi seshaha ityanena li likhisa.
Dvitve krute li likhisa iteva bhavati. Etohi ekachaha dve prathamasya. Prathamasya ekachaha eva dvitvam. So if it is haladi, we don't, if it is anekach, we don't duplicate the whole. We duplicate only the first ekach. Right. If it is ajadi, we duplicate the second ekach. If it is haladi, we duplicate the first ekach. So it will be lilikhisa, but the dvitva will be only for lilikhisa. Or in other case, as I said, there are two traditions. First thing is, say when you are doing atitisa, what is ekach? One tradition takes it till the next ach. So if we are duplicating atisa, it will actually be a tis tis a. So we tis is the ekach which is to be duplicated. So in that case, we do haladi sheshaha. The final form will be atitisa. Similarly, in likhisa, duplicate likh likh isa. So then haladi sheshaha li likhisa. Or there are some traditions which take it only for the T. So, ati, ti, sa, or li, li, ki, sa. Okay. Shada Gopan Mohore.
Aki, sa. Aki, idit, anki, sa.
No. There is no idit here. Coming. Aki, sa is the dhatu which we are taking. It's a sannanta.
Oh, okay. The whole it was thing. Aki.
No.
Akisa. Akisa. Akis. Kisa. Now, abhyase chacha iti. Akikisa. Akikisa.
Kuhoshchuhu. Because this is ki.
Oh, yes. Kuhoshchuhu iti achikisa.
Achikisa. So, akisa. So, a kisa kisa a haladi sheshaha ityengute a ki ki sa kuhoshchuhu achikisa.
Achikisa.
Next.
Ikshisa. Ikshisa. Ikshis kshisa. Ik kshisa. Haladi sheshaha. Ik kshisa. And then chuhu kuhus chuhu
e chikshisa. So you have the again because it is ajadi, you have the ajadehe dvitiyase ekachaha dvitvam. So you have e kshisa kshisa a haladi sheshaha itikute e ki. In kshi, the first hal is kakara. So kakara remains, shakara is removed. So you have e ki kshi sa kuhoshchuhu iti chutvekrute e chi kshi sa. So anybody else wants to try? Can anyone try it? And there is not requirement for hrasva here because it is already hrasva. The first swara is dirgha. But it is only Abhyasa that we are looking at. The Abhyasa has the ki as a Hraswa only. So we don't require Hraswa here. Okay. Mahadevan.
Gung Pisa. Gu next double, so go Gung Pisa.
Jugum Pisa. Yes. So you have Gum Ph. The Dvitva, so Haladi Sheshaha, you get Gu Gumphisa and then Ju Gumphisa. Yes, next.
Uchisa. Adari Tena U Chisa Chisa A. I don't know what happens after that.
You have Chi. So wherever we have Mahaprana, it is Abhyase Charcha. So, U Chi Chi Sa.
U Chi, that is the first letter. Chi Chi Sa.
No, no. U Chi Chi Sa.
U Chi Chi Sa. Okay. U Chi Chi Sa.
So, the Chakara becomes Chakara by Abhyase Charcha. Uchi
Chisa. Samiti, when we did Oshvi to Oshvi, we said O Shvi Shvi, right?
There is no O.
No, to Oshvi. So we did O Shvi Shvi, right? The Adhare Dvitiya.
No. O then, is there it. So, O Shvi, O is it. The dhatu is only Shvi.
Okay, our dhatu is Shvi.
Dhatu is only
Shvi. So, then it will be Shvi, Shvi. Then, what will be V, Shvi then?
Why?
Shakara and Ikara with Shi, Shvi, Shi, Shvi.
Yes, Shi, Shvi is the rupa.
Okay, not Ishvi. Okay, because I thought I heard it as Shi, Shvi. Okay.
No, Shi Shvi. So we have Haladi Sheshaha Vakara goes, so we have Shi Shvi.
Ah, Shi Shvi. Okay, thank you.
Yes. Yes, Paul, you want to take this?
Okay, so it's, where are we now? Is it A? Okay.
Edisa.
Okay, Edisa. So Edisa, then we have Edis. So we have what is it? Aja. It's
yes.
I think we're using Shlau here, right?
No.
And Sanyango. So then we get
Sanyango.
Okay. So then, sun. Okay. So then we get Edisa. So we get Edis Disa, and Halasa we get Edis Disa, and then we get Fasa. No. Sorry. We get Abhyase Charsha. So then we get. Edisa.
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 So dvitiyasya adhare dvitiyasya eti dvitiyasya ekachah dvitvam. So you get dvitva for dhi or dhis. So e dhis dhis a haladi sheshah. E dhi dhisa. Abhyase charcha edidhisa. Next one.
Anyway, but so Edisa. So it's ekacho dve pratamasya we're gonna use and disa.
Head
disa. Head disa. Okay, hej, hej, disa. And then we get haladishesha, so we get hej, hej, disa. And then hasvaha, we get hihe disa. And juhostuhu, we get jihe disa. So I think we end up with jihe disa.
Kuhoshchuhu gives you jihe disa.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Jihe disa. That's right. I knew I might be not getting that right. All right. And then we have to do abhyase charsha.
Jihe disa. So head is a haladisheshaha, head is a hraswaha, eta ik hraswadeshe. So it becomes he head is a kohoshchuhu, ji head is a abhyase charcha, ji head is a. Okay. So even if this is anekaj, remember wherever we have anekaj, we don't do dvitiyasya. Ajadehe dvitiyasya. Yadi anekaj, ajadishcha, tarhi dvitiyasya ekachaha. So, yadi aneka chaladihi tarhi prathamasya eka chaha eva dhritvam. Okay. So, that's answering one question. There's one more question about, I'm not very clear about item 13 and 14. Repeat it. Yes, certainly. Akisa. So, this is aneka and ajadi. So, we do dhritva for the second eka, which is the kis. So, a kis kis a haladi sheshaha. A ki kisa, so kakarasya chavargadeshaha kuhoshchuhu, so achi kisa tibhavati. Similarly with ikshi, this is again anekas and ajadi, ataha dvitiyasya ekataha kshi, atyasya dvitvam a kshis kshis a. Atra haladi sheshaha iti krite, there is k sh I s, so adhi hal kakaraha shishyate. Anye halaha lupyante. So you have e, ki, kshi, sa, kuhoshchuhu iti kakarasya chutve, e chikshi sa iti bhavati. Okay. So now the last two. Ananta Krishna. Okay.
Anchisa. Tatra अजादेह द्वितीयस्य वेतनेन प्रायः अनेकाच् खलु अनेकाच् वेतनेन द्वितीय अस्तु ततः इञ्च् तस्य द्वित्वं भवति
नन्द्रासंयोगादयः संयोगस्य आदौ नकारः अस्ति चेत् तस्य द्वित्वं न भवति
सो ततः चिखच्चि इत्यस्य एव द्वित्वं भवति आचि आचिं चि स
न अञ्चि चि स यु हाव् द अन् टेक् औट् द अन् चि इत्यस्य द्वित्वे चि चि स अन् चि चि स
अन् चि चि स अन् चि चि स तदेव खलु
तावदेव अग्रिमम्
अच्चि स तत्रापि अनेक अनेकाचित् दृश्यते खलु अजादेः द्वितीयस्य वेतनेन अनेकाच्यपि सो ततः अर्चिस अर्चिर्चिस वा
अर्चिचिस अत्रापि रेफः अस्ति संयोगादौ अतः नन्द्रासंयोगादयः इत्यनेन रेफस्य द्वित्वं न भवति अर् चि चि इत्यस्य द्वित्वे चि चि अर् चि चि स
अचि चि स धन्यवादः.
अत्र एकः प्रश्नः अस्ति हे हेडिस् इत्यत्र केन सूत्रेण हे इत्यस्य हि इत्यादेशः सूत्रं तु ह्रस्वः इत्येव सो द सूत्र विच् गिव्स् ह्रस्व फार् हे इस् ह्रस्वः बट् द क्वश्चन् इस् वाट् शुड् वि अप्लै फार् ह्रस्व फार् एकार बिकास् एकार डस् नाट् हेव् अ ह्रस्व ए इस् नाट् देर् सो देन् वी हेव् अ परिभाषा एत इग् ह्रस्वादेशे विच् सेस् वेर् एवर् देर् इस् ह्रस्वादेश फार् एच् वि यूस् इक् ओके सो देट् इस् वै वि यूस् इकार बट् द सूत्र फार् ह्रस्व इस् ह्रस्वः अन्यः प्रश्नः अस्ति आल् द अत्र सर्वत्र सकारस्य षत्वं भवति इति अर्चिष अर्चिचिष अञ्चिचिष इति भवति सो षत्व इस् देर् बिकास् आफ् द इकार बट् सिन्स् दट् इस् नाट् पार्ट् आफ् द द्वित्व यु नो थिङ्ग् वि आर् नाट् टेकिङ्ग् इट् शर्मा महोदय प्रश्नः अस्ति वा
अञ्चिष इत्यत्र अभ्यासः अञ्चि अत्र हलादिः शेष
न अभ्यासः अञ्चि न अभ्यासः कः द्वित्वे कृते पूर्वः अवयवः कस्य द्वित्वं कृतं चि इत्यस्य द्वित्वं कृतं चि इत्यस्य द्वित्वं कृतम् अतः चि इत्येव अभ्यासः चि चि इति स्थिते चि इत्यस्यैव अभ्याससंज्ञा न तु अञ्चि इत्यस्य यस्य द्वित्वं क्रियते तत्र पूर्वः अवयवः अभ्याससंज्ञः
अत्र चि इस् द सेकेण्ड् वन् इस् इट् नाट्
चि इस् द फस्ट् वन् चि इस् आल्सो द सेकेण्ड् वन् द फस्ट् इस् आल्सो चि ओन्ली नाट् अञ्चि यु केनाट् इन्क्लूड् द अन् इन् अभ्यास बिकास् वी हेव् नाट् डबल्ड् द अन् It is only whatever is doubled which is called abhyasa. In whatever gets dvitva, the first part is called abhyasa. But an will not be a part of abhyasa at all. Dvitve krute purvaha abhyasa samyaha. Yasya dvitvam kriyate, tasya purvaha avayavaha. Ataha, सो अन् चि इत्यत्र अभ्याससंज्ञा तु चि इत्यस्यैव यु हाव् अन् टेक् औट् द अन् इट् इस् नाट् एट् आल् टेकिङ्ग् पार्ट् इन् द द्वित्व सो यु हाव् अन् चि चि स सो अत्र प्रथमस्य चि अथवा इफ् यु आर् डब्लिङ्ग् चिस् यु केन् डु इट् एस् अन् चिस् चिस्
एकः प्रश्नः अस्ति इफ् यु टेक् अन् देन् नान्द्र संयोगादयः न वर्तते
नन्द्रासंयोगादयः कम्स् बिफोर् यु डु द्वित्व रैट् नन्द्रासंयोगादयः इत्यस्य प्रयोगस्तु द्वित्वात् पूर्वं सो इवन् बिफोर् यु डु द्वित्व वेन् यु आर् ट्रैङ्ग् टु डिसैड् वाट् टु ड्युप्लिकेट् यु यूस् नन्द्रासंयोगादयः यु डिसैड् दट् नकार इस् नाट् अ पार्ट् आफ् इस् नाट् गोयिङ्ग् टु बि डबल्ड् सो वाट् डु यु डबल् सि
Yes. You are separating an, chi, sa.
I am so, not separating an, chi, sa.
Pradhama ekachi is an.
Yes.
Dvitiya ekachi is si.
No. I am not separating an further. The dvitiya ekachi is, what is ekachi? That is why I defined ekachi. When you have one ach, whichever consonants come before it and also after it till the next ach is ekachi. Okay. So the dvitiya ekach here is n ch I s or by some traditions it can be n ch I you take only before and not after but in any case nakara is part of the second ekach that is why we require the sutra nandra sanyogadayah okay I'll just write it so you have an ch I s just one moment ओके सो अञ्चिस इत्यत्र द्वित्वं करणीयम् आदौ अकारः अस्ति सोरि सो देन् यु हाव् न च इ स रैट् सो फर् मे बि अ न च इ स अ एतावन्तः वर्णाः सन्ति अत्र अत्र कः द्वितीयः एकाच् द द्वितीयः अच् इस् इ Okay. So now the definition of ekach is it includes all consonants which come before and after. Okay. So you have this whole thing is ekach. The second ekach is all this. Okay. There is always overlapping between the ekach. Okay. So the first ekach is anuch. So this is the first ekach till you meet the next ach. So if you come to E, the second ekach is all consonants which come before and after till ach. So ach is always the boundary for ekach. Okay. The clearest way to know is that the boundary for ekach is always the ach which comes before and the ach which comes after. So the second ekach is n, ch, e, s. Okay. Idanim asya dvitvam kartavyam. Kintu nandra sanyogadayaha ityanena sanyogadihi nakaraha dvitvam na praapnoti. Ataha kim kriyate chis ityasya dvitvam kriyate. Okay. So what we do is
atra purvaha kim?
Okay, may I explain 1 minute? So what we did was you have anch, is. No, wait. Please wait. So you have ch, is. This is what we had. This is what we have doubled. So you have, sorry.
You said right from n, chi, s, this is the second ekach.
Yes, it is.
Is it not?
Yes.
This is the second ekach. And it is this we are doubling.
Yes. We are not doubling it because nandra sanyogadayaha takes away the nakara. So we are not doubling the nakara. We are not doubling it. Because Nandra Sanyogadayaha stays right at the beginning, that don't double the Nakara. So we are not doubling it. What we are doubling
okay.
is only this. So we have the
Chi. The second one will be Chi. The second one will be, the doubled one is Chi.
Yes, Chi Su rather. Huh. So the doubled one is here. Chi Isu, Chi Isu. Okay. Atra, so you have two parts here. Atra Purvaha Abhyasaha. So this Chi Su is Abhyasa. The whole thing.
Atra Purvaha, Anchi is the Purva.
Where is the Anchi? How is Anchi Purva? You are not including the Nakara in doubling. Dvitve Krute Purvaha Abhyasaha. Dvitve Krute. What have you doubled? You have doubled Chu Is. And you have doubled. You have Chu Is. That is what is doubled. Tatra Purvaha. What is Purva Avayava? Is Chu Is. So only this is Abhyasa. The one what comes before or after is not included in Abhyasa.
That means we are differing in defining what is the Purvabhyasa here.
We should not differ because that is the definition. Dvitve Krute Purvaha Abhyasa Samyaha Syat. Dvitve Krute, after you double, Purvaha, the first part of whatever has been doubled is Abhyasa. Whatever is before does not matter. It's only after you do dvitva that you decide what is the abhyasa.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
No problem. So, chu is iti abhyasaha. Tatra adihi hal chakaraha shishyate. Anye halaha nama sakaraha lupyate. So, what you have is if you apply haladi sheshaha, this sakara will be deleted. So you have a, n, ch, e, ch, e, s, a. So if you join it is an, chi, chi, sa. Okay. So any other questions, please ask. Because I mean it is better to get it clear at the beginning, rather after, you know. What happens is when you are learning a topic for the first time, it is easier to ask doubts. So you learn it for say few years and then you get a doubt. Then you have that extra block to ask. I mean now, yeah, I do get some such doubts these days. But it is rather difficult to find whom to ask or how to ask. There's always this question that you're supposed to know it. Okay, so don't worry about it. If you have any questions, you can always ask. Okay. Okay, so coming here, there are a few other questions. So atra anchis, the sakara is part of the nchis and also the sa. Yes, there is always the overlapping between ekach. So the first ekach is anch, the second ekach is nch is, the third ekach is sa. So there is overlapping between the different ekach parts. Okay. So the next question, why is it not anchisi due to shchutvam? Yes, I mean, once you go forward, the nakara will become nyakara. But I didn't include it because, as I said, it is not part of the dvitva. Because you do apply toshchunashchuhu later, sometime later in the prakriya. So here, because we are concentrating only on the dvitva part, I have not converted the nakara to nyakara. Okay. Yes, there are other questions. Padma Mami?
The 18th one, head is a.
Adha, the same thing. So the ekach, when you are taking ekach, so you have H, A, D, E, S, A. So epo ekach, when we are trying to take, it is always you have the ach, so before and after till the next ach, so h a d, so this is the first ekach. Okay, the second ekach is d e s, the third ekach is s a. Okay, so the standard rule for ekach is whatever consonants come before and after the ach till you meet the next ach. So head is the first ekach. So we double it, it becomes head, head is a, hraswaha, he, head is a, sorry, haladishyeshaha, he, head is a, hraswaha, he, head is a, chutvam, sarvam. Okay?
Thank you.
No problem. Rao Mohanaya.
Yeah, I have a question.
Yes.
From question 10 to 20.
Yes.
Every one ends in sakara. Adesha pratyayoh ichchanena sakarasthane shakarha bhavati vana.
Bhavati bhavati. Tena anyena pe prashtam bhavati. Kintu asmin prakarane to maya dvitvasya visaye eva lakshyam diyate ityataha anyat na kratam. I did not do any other karya other than dvitva. I mean, we are not concentrating on it. There will be, yes, as soon as you have the ikara, adesha pratyayoho ityanena shatvam bhavatyeva.
And then the other question is, are you using that to get these forms, sanadhyantaha dhatavaha ityanena saka, these are all
Sanadhyanta. So the dvitva is by the sutra called sanyangoho, which says sanantasya yangantasya sa dvitvam bhavati. So the dvitva here is will be by sanyangoho. These are sanantas, and yes, they are dhatus by sanadhyanta dhatu.
Okay, thank
you. There's one more question. Is ekach always by this same definition? Or will we find this term having another definition in another sutra someday? Definitely different. See, the ekach for this, the dvitva purpose is different than the ekach which we use in other sutras. See, generally, ekach simply means that which has a single ach. So there are cases where it is used to mean only one ach and nothing else. So there are cases where it is just any samudaya having one ach. So this kind of distinction we need to do only in dvitva. So for dvitva, this is the ekach. So the ach along with the previous and later consonants. Okay. Any other questions with dvitva? Agresa Ramaha. So etani samanya abhyasa karyani haladi sheshaha hraswaha कुहोश्चुः अभ्यासे चर्चा उरत् इति पञ्च कार्याणि सामान्यतः सर्वत्र द्वित्वे कृते भवन्ति. बट् इफ् यु रिमेम्बर् लुकिङ्ग् एट् द अष्टाध्यायी, द अभ्यासकार्यस् विच् कम् अट् द एण्ड् आफ् द अङ्गाधिकार. So 7-4 at the end of abhyasa, the this one you have the abhyasa karya. Okay. Abhyasa karyam apadantam ita arabhya padanta paryantam abhyasa karyam. So you have a set of sutras which are the samanya abhyasa karyani. That is wherever we have dvitva, there is the karya will happen. So then you have liti abhyasa karyani. So it says liti, litlakare eva kanichana karyani bhavanti. Shlau, shlau eva karya chatushtayam asti. So then again you have specifically for sun, specifically for yang look, for chang, etc. So what we need now is this section, four sutras which are specific to shlu. Yatra shlau iti dvitvam kriyate, tatra etani abhyasa karyani vishishya. So let's go to those visheshakarya, shlau visheshakaryam. Tatah purvam ekaha prashna asti dvitvasya visheye. Dhuma ityasya visheye, paghra dhuma ityasya pravrittihi bhavati va na va iti. Dvitvasya prasaktihi tu litlakare eva. Litlakaraha ardhadhatukaha. Ardhadhatukatvate paghra dhuma ityasya upayogaha nasti. Because paghra dhuma is shiti. It is only in shit. And for this dvitva, we are talking about lit lakara, which does not get the shap vikarana. Ataha atra paghradhma iti adeshaha na bhavati. So coming to the shlau visheshakaryam, prathamam sutram asti, nijam trayanam gunaha shlau. So dhatu pathe, nijam trayanam iti shashti. So starting from nich, there are three. Trayaha dhatavaha, tesham, shlau, gunaha bhavati, abhyasasya iti anuvartate. Abhyasasya gunaha, shlau pare, abhyasasya gunaha. Nijadinam trayanam, abhyasasya gunaha syat, shlau. Ataha, nij iti dhatuhu, dvitve krute, nij, nij, haladishesha ityanena, जकारे लुप्ते नि निज अभ्यासस्य गुणः अभ्यासः नि तत्र इकारस्य गुणे कृते ने निज इति भवति. सो नि निज बिकम्स ने निज. सो विज, सो द नेक्स्ट सूत्र द निजाम त्रयाणाम वी टेक इट थ्रू द धातु पाठ. सो यू हैव निजिर विजिर एंड विश्ल. So you have nij becomes ne nij, vij, vij vij, vivij, nijam trayanam gunaha ityanena gune krite ve vij. So vish, vish vish, vivish, ve vish. Ataha nijam trayanam gunaha shlau ityanena ne nij, ve vij, ve vish iti angatrayam siddhyati. So it is only for these three dhatus. अभ्यासस्य गुणः भवति श्लौ. अग्रिमं सूत्रमस्ति भृन्याम इत. भृन्याम इति पुनः षष्टि बहुवचनम्. इत इति प्रथम एकवचनम्. त्रयाणाम इति अनुवर्तते. अभ्यासस्य इति श्लौ इति. कः अर्थः? भृन्याम त्रयाणाम. सो फॉर थ्री धातु स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम भृय अभ्यासस्य इत इकारादेशः भवति श्लौ. भृयां त्रयाणाम् अभ्यासस्य इत नाम इकारः, ह्रस्व इकारादेशः स्यात् श्लौ परतः. भृ इति धातुः गुणे कृते, क्षम्यतां द्वित्वे कृते भृ भृ, उरत् इत्यनेन अत्वे भर् भृ, हलादिशेषः इति रेफे लुप्ते भ भृ. अनेन सूत्रेण भृन्याम इत इत्यनेन अभ्यासस्य इत्वम्. सो द अकार इज रिप्लेस्ड बाय इकार. सो यू हैव भी भृ. अभ्यासे चर्च इत्यनेन भकारस्य बकारादेशे बिभृ So, bhr becomes bibhr. Maang, maane iti dhatu ho asti. Ataha ma iti dhatu ho. Dvitve krte ma ma. Harasvaha ityanena abhyasasya harasve krte ma ma. Bhrnyam iti ityanena itve krte ni ma. Mimite iti rupam. So, ma ityasya ni ma. Bhr ityasya bibhr. Evam ha iti dhatuhu ohak tyage na. This is ohang gatau. So there are two dhatus ha in the jhotyadigana. Ohang tyage iti ekah dhatuhu ohak chamyata. Ohang gatau iti ekah dhatuhu ohak tyage iti aparah dhatuhu. So the dhatu here is the gatau. Ohang gatau iti dhatuhu. Tasya ha ha iti dvitve, hasve, kuhoshchuhu iti chatve. So you have bhrnyam iti. So it becomes ji ha. Kuho abhyase charcha ityanena jashtve kate ji ha. Ji ha ti. Jihite rather. So it is atmanepati. So bhr, bibhr, ma, mima, ha, ji ha. Etesham trayanam bhrnyam it ityanena idadeshah bhavati. Okay. So this is the sutra for ikara in mang. Okay. Mimite. So tritiyam karyam asti, tritiyam sutram asti, arti pipartyoshcha. Arti pipartyoho iti shashti divachanam cha chakaraha. It iti anuvartate. Bhriyam iti itaha it iti anuvartate. Abhyasasya shlavu. So arti pipartyohu, arti iti r dhatuhu, piparti iti pr dhatuhu, etayohu abhyasasya shlaupare itvam bhavati. So r pr etayohu dhatuhu abhyasasya it ityadeshah bhavati shlau. Ataha r r r urat ityanena atvekrute ar r. Haladishesha atra adau hal nasti ataha repaha lupyate. So you get a r idanim asya akarasya iradeshaha. You get e r. Okay, e r iti angam pr dhatuho dvitve pr pr urat iti atve par pr haladishesha pa pr. Idanim arti pipartyoshcha ityanena itve krute pi pr. So piparti iti bhavati arti. So r dhatoho pr dhatoshcha abhyasasya it ityadeshah bhavati. So you have i r and pi pr. Pancha dhatunam idadeshah bhavati bhrnyam trayanam. So you have bhr ma ha r and pr. So before that, nidham trayanam gunaha bhavati. So the last sutra is bahulam chandasi. So chandasi nama vedeshu bahulam itvam bhavati. Bahulam, so bahulam is which says kvachit pravrittihi, kvachit apravrittihi, kvachit vibhasha, kvachit anyadeva. So bahula grahana, wherever Panini takes up bahula, it governs any kind of karya. So it can be kvachit pravrittihi. So it operates the whichever karya it is talking about, it will apply in some cases. Kvachit apravrittihi, it will not apply in some cases. Kvachit vibhasha, it will apply optionally in some cases. Kvachit anyadeva, and in some cases it can be something totally different. So all this is summed up by the term bahulam. So chandasi. So in the Vedic usage, the itva is bahula. That is, there are some prayogas where you hear itva. There are some where you don't. So the decision is only going by the Vedic prayoga. See, always prayoga sharanaha vayyakaranaha. But especially in the case of Vedas, what is there is there. Okay, you cannot do much more than that. So in the Vedas, there might be some, you know, deviation from what is defined as normal, so which has to be accepted. So abhyasasya itvam bahulam bhavati vedeshu. Chandasa vishaye abhyasasya shlau bahulam iradeshaha bhavati. So ga iti dhatuhu. If you look at actually the dhatu partha of the chura juhotyadigana, I think we have not yet looked at it. So this is the juhotyadigana. So this is the dhatu partha order of it. As you can see, bhriyadihi. So there are three dhatus starting from bhri, which is dubhri, maang and ohang. Okay. So then you have nijam trayanam. So nijir, vijir and vishlu. So you can see here from the ghr dhatu till the ga dhatu, all these are listed as chandasaha, that is only Vedic usage. So these dhatus are used only in the Vedas, except r, which also has the bhashayam. All the other dhatus are only Vedic dhatus. So in case of these dhatus, bahulam itvam bhavati. So there are some which get itva, there are some which do not. So we know that only by usage. So ga dhatu haste, tasya itvam bhavati, jiga iti bhavati, jigati. Evam ghr dhatu ho, tasya ghr 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 kuhoshchuhu iti chutvam itvam bhavati abhyase charcha. So jighr, ghr ityasya jighr, hr ityasya jihr. So these three dhatus among the chandasa dhatus, they get itva by bahulam chandasi. Etesham trayanam itvam bhavati. Okay. So these are the four special abhyasa karyas for the juhotyadigana. Nijam trayanam gunaha shlau ityanena trayanam dhatunam abhyasasya gunaha bhavati. So nij becomes ne nij. So vij, ve vij. Vish, ve vish. Bhriyam it ityanena trayanam dhatunam abhyasasya ikaradeshaha bhavati. So bhr, bibhr. Ma, mima. Ha, jiha. Artipipartyoshcha r dhatoh pr dhatoshcha abhyasasya itvam bhavati. So r becomes i r, pr becomes pipr. Bahulan chandasi ityanena vedeshu keshanchana dhatunam itvam bhavati. So ga jiga, ghr jighr, hr jihr. So as you say, yes, since it is bahula grahana, it can be optional. I mean, there might be some forms in the Vedas which don't have itva even for these dhatus. But commonly, I mean, found forms in the Vedas, these three dhatus have itva. Okay. So any questions at this stage? Yes.
Yeah. If you look at the number 8 in the exercise, through, there is rukara also there. Does it become pitru?
No, it is not for the tru dhatu. It is only for arti and pru. That is the pru dhatu, the of the juhotyadigana. So arti pipartyoshya.
But just a minute back, you said gru is jigru.
Gr is jigru because it is a chandasa dhatu and we have the bahulam chandasi. So it is only if, in the case of Vedic prayoga, if there is usage. So not for all rakarantas. This is not even for rakarantas. It is just the Vedic. So among those Vedic dhatus, ye chandasaha dhatavaha, teshu bahulam itvam bhavati. So these three are the dhatus which are found with itva in the Vedas. Okay.
So that means even for any dhatu that is a, you cannot get, you know, the
not at all. Only for those which are specified. So forget Vedas. If you forget the Vedas, it is only five. You have Bhr, Ma, Ha, and then R, Pr. There's only these five which get Itva in Abhyasa. In the Juhotya.
Universal?
Hmm?
This is a universal
for this Gana.
Condition?
For this Gana.
For this.
We are talking about Juhotyadi Gana. In the Juhotyadi Gana, it is only these five. So the three Bhriyadi Dhatus. By Bhriyamit, and then you have R and Pr. Where is Pr? Pr is here, and then R is here. So it is both the Vedic and it is also there in the Bhasha. So these five get Itva. For the Vedic Prayoga, it is Bahula. So among these, it is those three Dhatus which get it. That's all.
Okay, thank you.
So, is this sutra only for these three Vedic dhatus or all others listed as chandasaha in the spreadsheet? See, the sutra says bahulam chandasi. That is, for the chandasa dhatus, it is bahula. That is, you cannot define which ones. So, these three are the ones which I found. I mean, from my reference and books, I found that bahulam chandasi applies for these three dhatus. For the other dhatus, it does not apply. Okay. That is what Pushpa Dikshit says. I clarify the sources also. Because I don't know the Vedic Prayogas, so I cannot say that I am basing it on Prayogas. From what I could find from Pushpa Dikshit books and Kashika and other books, it is these three which get the Dritva by, Itva by Bahulam Chandasi. Okay. So, but not consistently even for these three dhatus, you can say only after you look at all Prayogas, which is in the Vedas. You cannot define it. I mean, that is why Panini does not try to define it. He simply says Bahulam. So, I mean, sometimes it feels like he is running away from trying to define. But it is probably undefinable. There is no other reason. I mean, if it were definable, Panini would have said these three will get Itva. So, it doesn't. I mean, not consistently for these. Some others may have a Itva sometime. So, that is why the sutra is Bahulam Chandasi. So, wherever there is Bahulam, it is very difficult to define it exactly. I mean, that is why Panini says Bahulam. So, you combine the Bahulam and Chandasi, it is like it is beyond definition. Chandasi itself is beyond definition. I mean, wherever it says Veda, it is like you have to take Drishtana Vidhish Chandasi. Whatever is seen, whatever Prayoga, each Prayoga has to be justified or substantiated. And Bahula Grahana is also like that. So, that's it. अपरः एकः प्रश्नः अस्ति अत्र ने निज अत्र ह्रस्वः इति पुनः कुतः न भवति देयर्स नो पॉइंट इन डूइंग इट आई मीन इफ यू डू यू ऑलरेडी हैव निज सो ने निज गुणे कृते ने निज इति भवति पुनः ह्रस्वे यू विल एंड बैक विथ नी निज राइट सो यू विल एंड बैक विथ नी निज सो वाई then the sutra itself will lose its purpose. Right? Sutra samarthyat, gunaha vidhiyate, guna vidhana samarthyat, punaha hraswaha na bhavati. Okay. Neniji is not an apavada for hraswa. See, I mean, it is not the same thing. So you have neniji, you don't need a hraswa there. You would generally stop there. So niji, by normal Abhyasa Karyas, you would stop at Ninij. So, this specifically says when you do a guna for the Abhyasa, so it becomes Ne Nij. So, after that, can you apply Hraswa again? Theoretically, you can, because Hraswa simply says Abhyasa Hraswa Bhavati. But if you again apply Hraswa, why did you do guna at all? So, Nijam Trayanam Guna Hashlau, iti Sutrasya Kim Prayojanam, Sutram Vyartham. So, Vyartham that is Samarthyat. Gunaya krate hrasvaha na bhavati. So, any other questions? So, we have done the abhyasa karya or dvitva for all dhatus of the jhotyadigana. Samanya abhyasa karyani tatha vishesha abhyasa karyani. So we will just see there are 25 or 24 dhatus in the Jahotyadigana. We split them as ajantaha and halantaha for the purpose of prakriya. So ajanteshu akarantaha. Maang mane dhatuho tasya ma iti. So dhitre krate mi ma bhrinyam ita ityanena abhyasasya itvam. Ohang gatau tasya ji ha. Ohak tyage ha dhatuho ha ha hrasvaha ha ha kuhoshchuhu jha ha abhyase charcha jaha. So that is the difference between ohang and ohak. So both of them have ha, kintu ohang ityasya jihite tirupam, ohak ityasya tu jahati. So because only ohang is included in the bhrinyam iti, ha dhatohu na bhavati. So da, dada, harasvaha abhyasasya, dha, dadha, abhyasasya harasvaha, abhyase charcha ityanena chartum. Okay. Ga, jiga, bahulam chandasi ityanena itvam bhavati. So these six are the akaranta dhatus. Ikarantaha, ki ityasya chiki. So I have ki, 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 kuhoshchuhu ityanena chutve chiki. Bhi dhatuhu, dvitrekate bhi, bhi, harasvaha, bhi, bhi, abhyase charcha bibhi. Hri iti dhatuhu, lajjayam. So hri, dvitrekate hri, hri, haladishyeshaha, hi, hri, kuhoshchuhu, or sorry, hrasvaha. So hi, hri, kuhoshchuhu, ji, hri, abhyase charcha, jihri. So chiki, bibhi, jihri. Iti trayaha, ikarantaha, ukarantaha, eka eva dhatuhu asti, hu dhatuhu, dvitvekrate hu, hu, kuhoshchuhu, jhu, hu, abhyase charcha, juhu, juhoti. Rikarantaha, bhru dhatuhu, tasya bhriyamita ityanena abhyasasya itvam, bibhru. Pru dhatuhu, artipipartyoshcha ityanena itvam, pipru. This should be pipru actually. So because the second one is dirgha. You have pru, pipru. Ru dhatuhu, asyapi artipipartyoshcha ityanena itvam, you get i ru. So ghru dhatuhu, chanda sattvata bahulam chandasi ityanena itvam jighru. Hru dhatuhu bahulam chandasi ityetvam jihru. Sru dhatuhu, so this does not get itva. So sru becomes sru sru. Urat ityanena atvam, so saru sru haladishyeshaha sasru. Okay, so these are the rikarantas. So ajanteshu akarantaha shat dhatavaha, ikarantaha trayaha, ukarantaha ekaha, rikarantaha shat dhatavaha. Okay. Ete ajantaha dhatavaha, halantaha dhatavaha. So bhas, 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 haladishyeshaha, bha, bhas, abhyase charcha, bha, bhas. Dhan, 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 dha, dhan, abhyase charcha dadhan. Jan, 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 haladishyeshaha jajan. Dhish, so we have dhish, dhish, haladishyeshaha dhi, dhish, abhyase charcha didhish. Tur, 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 haladishyeshaha tutur. Next you have nijam trayanam. Nijir dhatuhu, so nij, 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 ni nij, nijam trayanam gunaha ityanena gunai krate ne nij. So similarly vij becomes ve vij, vish becomes ve vish. So ete ashtau dhatavaha halantaha. Okay. So these are the dhatus of the Jahotyadigana. Next we have to see the rupa siddhi. So before that, yes, there is still 10 minutes. So pratyaya. So we now have the anga, right? Angam, angasya shap vikaranaha, shlau ityanena vikaranasya luk, juhatyadibhyashluho ityanena shapaha, lopaha, lopekrate shlau iti dvitvam. So we know what is now the anga part after doing the dvitva. Okay, so there are ajantas, there are halantas. Now coming to the pratyaya part. What are the pratyayas? So pratyayeshu anadantanam anganam ye pratyayaha te eva bhavanti. Since the angas are not adanta, so we use the second set of pratyayas. Kintu tatrapi visheshaha asti adabhyastat iti sutram. So at iti prathama ekavachanam, abhyastat iti pancham ekavachanam, jaha iti anuvartate pratyayasya iti. So this sutra comes after jhontaha. Ayaneyini yaha padhaka jagam pratyayadinam yuvoranakau jhontaha adabhyastat. So jhontaha ityasya anantaram idam sutram jaha iti anuvartate. So pratyayavayavasya jhakarasya at ityadeshaha bhavati abhyastat parasya. So if it is preceded by an abhyasta, ubhe abhyastam. So all angas in the juhotyadigana are abhyasta because of ubhe abhyastam. Ataha asmin gane jha jhakarasya at ityadeshaha bhavati. Instead of jhontaha, we have adabhyastat. So abhyastat angat parasya pratyayavayavasya jhasya at ityadeshaha syat. If you remember, the next sutra is atmane padeshvanataha. Jhontaha adabhyastat atmane padeshvanataha. So jhakarasya samanyataha ant ityadeshaha, abhyastat angat parasya at ityadeshaha, atmane padeshu anadantat angat parasya adadeshaha. Okay, so in atmane pada anyway you have at, but because of this sutra, even in parasmay padas, the pratyaya instead of anti, it becomes ati. Instead of antu, it becomes atu. Okay. So jajan jhi ityasti. So jhi ityasya sthane at ityadeshe ati jajanati. Jajanti jajantaha jajanati. So dadati dattaha dadati. Dadhati dattaha dadhati. Taha juhotyadigane sarvatra prathama vibhakta bahuvachane ati ityeva shruyate. So dvitiyam sutram asti, that is one sutra which makes a difference. Dvitiyam asti sij abhyasta vidibhyascha. Sij abhyasta vidibhyah iti panchami bahuvachanam cha kim bhavati jhehe jus. Jhi ityasya sthane jus ityadeshah nitaha in any nit lakara. This is preceded by jher jus. Jher jus applies only in case of ling. Ling lakare jhi ityasya sthane jus ityadeshah bhavati. Atratu anyeshu nit lakareshu abhyastat parasya jhehe jus adeshah. So pratyaha paraha dhatoh ityadhikarah sichah. Sich iti lung lakare vikaranah abhyastat ubhe abhyastam vid iti dhatuh. Etebhyah parasya nit sambandhinah jhehe. Nit lakareshu yaha jhi pratyayah tasya jus iti adeshah bhavati. So you have ajajan lang jhi pratyayah tatra jus adeshe ajajanuhu iti rupam. So if you look at the pratyayas, these are the pratyayas which we used for the anadanta angas. Anadante bhyaha ange bhyaha ete pratyayaha. Okay, tatra visheshaha trishu sthaleshu bhavati. So latlakare lotlakare cha parasmai pade prathama purusha bahuvachane. You would have titaha anti and tutam antu. Jhontaha ityanena antadeshe prapte adabhyastar ityanena adadeshaha. So it becomes titaha ati tutam atu for the abhyasta, that is the juhotyadigana. Similarly langlakare sijabhyasta vidibhyascha ityanena jus adeshaha bhavati jhehe. Okay, tu tam uhu adadat adattam adaduhu bhavati. So these three are the only changes. If you look at the table for the anadanta angas and the abhyasta anga, these three are the only pratyayas which change. Okay. So sthaladvaye adabhyasta adityanena adadeshaha langlakare sidabhyasta vidibhyascha adityanena jhehe jusu. All other pratyayas are the same as for the anadanta anga. Remember, that is the reference, not the adanta anga. We already seen what is the difference between adantanga and anadantanga. Anadantanga pratyayanam abhyasta pratyayanam cha trishusthaleshu visheshah. Okay. So with these we will have to move into the rupa siddhi of the dhatus. We have the angas ready. We have the pratyayas ready. What happens when we join? We will see in the next class. Any questions? एकः प्रश्नः इर इत्यस्ति तत्र गुणः भवति वा इर इति नो देयर इज नो गुण आई मीन इट डिपेंड्स ऑन व्हाट इज देयर इट इज यूजुअली इयर्ति सो देयर इज इयादेश फॉर द अभ्यास एंड गुण फॉर द दिस वन ओके सो इट डिफर्स सो द अंग इज इर सो व्हाट हैपेंस नेक्स्ट वी विल सी इन द नेक्स्ट क्लास और क्लासेस विच कम. Yes, so the updated Dhatupatha, the slides, everything will be uploaded in the site. The sanskritfromhome.in is working again. So this time I will upload all this. I have to upload for the last two classes also. So all the material will be uploaded in the site itself. Okay. Enakshara samamnayam adhigamya maheshwara sutnum vyakaranam proktam tasmai paninaye namaha. वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम् धन्यवादः.